Hello, my name is Nicole, and thank you for joining me and listening to my podcast, Slapdash Baking. In this podcast, I will be teaching you a banana bread recipe that I've whipped together based on inspiration from other recipes. The recipes that I have drawn from are from KitchMe and from Elise Bauer at Simply Recipes. After testing various combinations and ingredients, I will walk you through the recipe that I have come to love. I will also make sure to provide a handy copy of these recipes in case you would like to print them out yourself at home. Now, let's get started. First, I will walk you through the ingredients slowly in case you would like to write them down as I go along. You will need 4 ripe bananas, 1/3 cup melted butter, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 3/4 cup sugar, 3/4 cups brown sugar, 1 large egg, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 1/2 cups all-purpose flour, and 1 teaspoon cinnamon. As for the ingredients, sometimes I like to get creative as I go along. Don't feel the need to stick exactly to the recipe if you don't want to. In fact, the last time I made banana bread, my mom and I had been throwing overripe bananas into the freezer to use for the future. By the time I went to make it, we had about 16 bananas in there. Of course, I didn't use all of them in one sitting, but I did end up using about 6 of them. Feel free to use however many bananas you would like. I prefer a stronger banana taste, so I use a higher amount. Some recipes, such as KitchMe and Simply Recipes, say to use only 2 or 3. Just know that the more bananas you use, the bread may take a little longer to cook through. Now, time for the directions. First, preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, or 175 degrees Celsius, and butter a 4x8-inch loaf pan. I have a specialty loaf pan that I like using specifically for baking banana bread. Next, in a mixing bowl, mash the ripe bananas with a fork until completely smooth, and also stir in the melted butter into the mashed bananas. Then, mix in the baking soda and salt. Stir in the sugar, brown sugar, beaten egg, and vanilla extract, and then mix in the flour and cinnamon. Although the recipe says to use 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, this is where I also get creative, depending on my mood for the day. I will eyeball how much cinnamon I feel like putting in. Cinnamon is not only tasty, but also good for the brain. So, why not add more? Now that the batter is complete, pour the batter into your preferred loaf pan. If there is anything else that you would like to add, such as chocolate chips or nuts, this would be the time to do so. My mom likes adding walnuts, so I tend to sprinkle half of the pan with nuts and keep the other half plain. Depending on what you like or if you have any allergies, you can get creative with your own mix-ins and toppings. Finally, bake for 50 minutes to 1 hour, or until a tester inserted into the center comes out clean. Like I mentioned before, if you decide to use more bananas, the batter may take more time to cook. After 50 minutes, if you feel like the top is starting to burn, but it still needs to stay in the oven, you can also put aluminum foil on the top of the pan. The foil will help shield the top from radiant energy so that the top of the loaf doesn't brown or burn before the whole thing is cooked through. Or, if you don't have aluminum foil, you can also move the pan to a lower rack in the oven and put another pan or baking sheet on the top rack. After following all of these steps, you're done. Well, except for the cleanup part, but that can be taken care of later. After listening to this podcast, I hope that you will have fun making your own banana bread in the future. Thank you again for listening in, and I will also make sure to provide links to the KitchMe and Simply Recipes websites for their recipes, along with a link to mine. This way, you can try baking any of these recipes or decide if you'd like to make your own for your future use. Enjoy and good luck.